Stop your hands and let us worship. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. El Shaddai, Elion, Adonai, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Father, we ask that you breathe upon this service this morning. We ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Let today be a new day, a new season for someone. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. Thank you again and again and again. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Go on and give the Lord a praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I welcome Axis of Kubwa, Bwari, Duse. Welcome you all. I'm sure that the major bulk of them will be here in the second service. The Lord bless you and cause his face to shine upon us in Jesus' name. I also bring greetings to you from the crusade in Benue State. I'm sure they will show us the excerpts of that crusade if it is available at the end of the service. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. It's our month of liberty, vitality and health, overflowing grace and glory for liberty, for vitality, for health. This is a month you should not miss, because there are very, very critical things God is opening us up to that we have never discussed before. Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5. Isaiah 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. God's plan and provision for divine health and healing is our subject this morning. Part one, God's plan and provision for divine health and healing. Very, very critically, our core objective this morning is to understand God's plan for the health of his people, and number two, to understand God's provision for the health of his people. God's plan for the health of his people. And second, God's provision for the health of his people. Does God have any plan for the healing and the health of his people? Does God have any provision? If he has a plan, did he make a provision for the health and the healing of his people? There is a talk among Christian circles in time past, I don't know if it is happening now, that the days of miracles are past, the days of healing are past. I don't think anybody will say that in this place, because we see the manifestations of God's help, of God's healings, and of God's miracle on a continuous basis. There are three things or four things that we want to learn by virtue of introduction. Number one, that our God is a God of love. 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 8 shows to us that God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Number two, the scripture shows us that God delights or takes pleasure in the demonstration of love or mercy. He delights or takes pleasure in the demonstration of his love and mercy. In Micah chapter 3, Micah chapter 3, verse 18. Hope I got it right. Right, I just get that. God takes pleasure. The scripture said he delighted in mercy. Who is like a God unto our God? He passed the transgression of his people and he delighted in mercy. That is Micah chapter 7 verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He takes pleasure in the demonstration of mercy. He takes pleasure in manifesting love. That's second thing to note. We are looking at some foundation for healings and miracles. He delights in mercy. And number three, that God's healing action flows naturally out of his merciful and compassionate nature. God's healing actions flow naturally out of his merciful and compassionate nature. His healing actions or healing action flows naturally out of his merciful and compassionate nature. In Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 22. Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 22 all the way to verse 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed by tuberculosis, that we didn't get consumed by HIV/AIDS, that we didn't get consumed by any terminal kidney or liver disease. It's of the Lord's mercies. Why? Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. The things that would have consumed us couldn't consume us because of his compassionate nature. The things that would have laid us on the bed couldn't lay us on the bed because of his compassionate nature. The things that would have eliminated us before now could not eliminate us. God heals. His actions of healing, they flow from his merciful and compassionate nature. Now, it is important to know that God is not healing to show power. He is healing to show mercy. He is not healing to show power. He is healing to communicate love. He is not delivering you to show power. He is delivering you to communicate mercy. He is delivering you to communicate his love. And I see someone here today, a recipient of God's love, shall receive that love today in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Having said all of this, you are going to see throughout scripture, we see God himself healing people, Jesus healing, or his disciples on a healing assignment, to confirm that healing is a critical part of the plan of God for his people. It is not an afterthought. It is inside the plan. So we are going to run through some scriptures and see that God has a healing plan, a healing program, and a healing package for his people. Scripture number one for this service, Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 9. Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. Go on. He found him in the waste, holy wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. Now let us jump to verse 39 of chapter 32. See now that I am healed. I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill in case anybody wants to die. I make alive in case anybody wants to live. I wound if you stand in my way, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. I am a God who can kill the Pharaoh who will not like to let my people go. I am the God who can wound the head of Leviathan. I am the God also who can heal. So healing is part of my capacity, is part of my capability. I heal. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, you know the scripture. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. So God heals people and he heals lands also. I will heal their land. I will heal their land. Jeremiah scripture number 3, Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 14. Jeremiah 17 and in verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. That scripture makes it clear that God is a healing God. Heal me, O God, and I shall be healed. We serve a God who heals. Matthew chapter 7. Chapter 8, verse 5 to 7, fourth scripture said, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home grievously sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I will come and heal him. Now the man said, you don't need to come, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And he spoke, and the man was healed. So we have a healing Father, and we have a healing Jesus, a healing Savior. Mark chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, next scripture. Mark chapter 3, he said, and he ordained 12. Now this deals with his apostles now, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. The Father is healing. The Son is healing. And here we see his apostles being sent on the assignment to heal. Next, Luke chapter 5 and in verse 17. Luke chapter 5 and in verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. I am here and I believe that the power of God is present here. Jesus is here and something is happening to somebody. Say a loud amen. Now, what this is about to do to you is to irrigate your mind. Irrigate your spirit. This is a scriptural bath on the subject of health and healing. So that if there are doubts and fears and things hanging somewhere, it will be washed and irrigated by this flow of scripture. You believe that? Say loud amen. That was Luke 5:17. Genesis chapter 20 and in verse 17. You remember the case of Abraham and Abimelech? The Abimelech that wanted to take Abraham's wife, and God immediately released the curse and the judgment on Abimelech's family. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants, and they bare children When the man tempered with Abraham, he said, for the Lord had fast closed all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. But here we see the healing God, healing because his prophet Abraham prayed. Abraham prayed and God healed Abimelech and God healed the family of Abimelech. I prophesy upon somebody here today, every affliction in your body shall be cleaned out by the power of God, by the healing virtue of Jesus. You believe that, say loud amen. Psalm 30 and in verse 2, Psalm 30, the psalmist said he prayed. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. So we serve a God who can heal on the basis of the cry of the people. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. That stubborn hepatitis is cleaning out of your body in this season. That stubborn HIV, that stubborn disease, affliction in your body is cleared out in this system. In the name of Jesus, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 5, we read that already by our text, and it said, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes that they gave him at Calvary, we are healed. With the stripes, we are healed. Someone say amen. Matthew chapter 8 and in verse 8 and then verse 13, 8 and verse 13, the centurion answered, all right, and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. He said, and Jesus said unto him, on the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee, and his servant was healed the self same hour. Verse 13. Okay, right. The self same hour. Matthew chapter 12 verse 14 to 15. Matthew 12, 14 to 15. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him how they might destroy him. But Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from it, from thence. A great multitude followed him and he healed them all. How many of them did he heal? He healed them all. I announce today, all afflictions, everyone that is here today with one sickness or the other, one pain or the other, one affliction in one part of your body or the other, I declare, and those watching via the satellite and the internet, I declare your healing now in the name of Jesus. He healed them all. Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 14. Matthew 14 and in verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. You see, I said that earlier on, that he heals on the basis of compassion, not just power. He was moved with compassion and healed them all. Matthew 19 and in verse 2. Are you tired of the scriptures? Right, you need to know them. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Matthew 19 and in verse 2, and great multitudes followed him and he healed them there. Great multitudes followed them and he healed them there. Mark chapter 1 verse 32 all the way to verse 33. And at even, Mark 1 32 to verse 33. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. This is Jesus Christ healing. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. We looked at that, and who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We were healed. We were healed. When were we healed? On the cross of Calvary. When Jesus said we were healed, if we were healed, then we are healed. And if we are healed, we is healed. And if we is healed, we will be healed. Somebody say aloud, amen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Psalm 103 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. And who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Forgiveth all thy iniquities. healed some of thy diseases. Healed some of thy diseases and redeemed your life from destruction. Everything that is called a disease in your life is going out right now. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Malachi chapter 4 and in verse 2. Malachi chapter 4 and in verse 2. Scripture number 17. But unto you that fear my name. Let's start from verse 1. Because it says that a day shall come that shall burn like an oven. For behold, a day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud ye and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. That is, the world is going to pass through something that looks like a holocaust. All manner of affliction. All manner of strange issues. He said, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and you shall grow up as the calves of the stall. You remember the song? With healing in his wings. With healing in his wings. The Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. With healing in his wings. With healing. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. The Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings has risen. But the verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Somebody say amen. Having seen that throughout scripture, God has the concrete plan for the healing of his scripture. We've seen about 18 scriptures right now. The question is, what is God's provision? If he has a plan, did he provide for it? What is the basis of our expectation? Beyond the fact that we have seen healings through scripture. What are the roots of our divine health? Where do we tap health from? Number one, through our creation in his image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. It went too fast. God made man in the image and likeness of a sickless God. A sickless God. That root, that revelation, that connection as children of God is enough to make us say, Lord, you are not sick. You made me to look like yourself. I refuse affliction. Through our creation in his image. Through man's creation in his image. Number two. Our root, our basis is through the Abrahamic covenant. Through our connection to the Abrahamic covenant. In Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 7 to verse 8, we saw how much Abraham lasted. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived. 103 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in bad old age. And a young man, full of disease. Is that what the Bible said? Gave up the ghost, died in a good old age. An old man, full of years, empty of affliction, and he was gathered unto his people. We saw Abraham live like that. Abraham's son, great-great-grandson, Joseph. Genesis chapter 50 and in verse 26, we saw how Joseph died. Being 110 years old, they embalmed him, and he was put in coffin in Egypt. All strong, healthy people. The Abrahamic covenant offers us health and vitality. The Abrahamic covenant offers us longevity. And what is our connection? Galatians chapter 4 verse 28. Galatians chapter 4 verse 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of the promise. We are like Isaac. We have Abrahamic genes in us. We have Abrahamic blessings upon our lives, like Isaac. We, like Isaac, we are children of the promise. And for that purpose, we have the same potential of vitality, the same potential of longevity, the same potential of strength. When we sing, Abraham's blessings are mine, Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning, I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. When we sing like that, we are confessing what is obvious, what is true, that we are connected. So through the Abrahamic covenant, we can have access to longevity. If Abraham was not weak, if Abraham was not sickly, if Abraham was not a liability, then you are not permitted to be weak and sickly and a liability. I pray upon every Abraham's child here. I declare today, what was not found in Abraham is deleted out of your life today. Is deleted out of your body today. Is deleted out of your system today. Shout the loudest, amen. Through our connection to the Abrahamic covenant. Our connection to the Abrahamic covenant, because not every man is now connected, especially those who don't know God. All right. Number three. Is true. The cross of Calvary. True our access to the benefit of the cross through salvation. What happened at the cross? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 to 5. Isaiah 53, 4 to 5. He said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with the stripes that he received on the cross, we were healed. We were healed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and in verse 17 corroborates that. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. What happened on the cross of Calvary happened so that we can be free of pain and free of sickness and free of affliction. In the name of Jesus, every affliction on your life today is over. Number 4 is through our membership of the body of Christ. Our membership of the body of Christ. Now, this is completely separate from the last one. Now, Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 5, the Bible said, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Go ahead. So we, being many, are one body in Christ. And everyone members one of another. We are one body in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12, 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. We are the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and in verse 23. Ephesians 1, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, when we talk about body of Christ, many of us look at it theologically and look at it distantly. Now, I want you to look at it practically. That if I stretch my body, my hand, Christ stretched his hand. We are members of the body. The leg of the lion has the lion genes. I may not be the head. I may be the finger. I am a part of Christ. I am a portion of Christ. Whatever runs through Christ runs through me. That was the basis why I spoke one day. And without even uttering so much, a madman was healed on the spot. You remember I told you about that? In Luke chapter 10 verse 16, when I saw that scripture, that he that heareth you heareth me, and he that despises you despises me. That is, you are representing me bodily. You are me and you are together. Am I communicating? The body of Christ. What does it mean? Jesus Christ, for 3.5 years, one day he preached for 72 hours. He didn't break down one day. He didn't break down one day. He said, the people have been with me for 3 days, and now I can't send them home hungry. Let me feed them. So how can somebody be on his feet for 72 hours and not be tired? There are times people see me and say, oh, try and rest more. Yes, I'm resting. I remember I came from the UK one day to Area One Church, preached 5 services, came from UK, flew Saturday night, arrived on Sunday morning. You know, the British Airways that arrives around 5 a.m. or so, and then went straight for 6 a.m. service in Area One, you remember? And then preached 5 services. And then in the evening returned back to the airport to fly to South America to continue cruise meetings there. And then arrive in the meeting as if you are coming from a holiday. One of my junior ones told me the other day, he said, sir, the way you are looking, don't make us look like your uncle, so. The way you are looking, you are making us look as if we are your uncles. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members. We carry the life genes of Christ. And if Christ was not weakly and sickly, you are not permitted to be weakly and sickly. Back pain today, headache tomorrow, affliction next tomorrow, something running around your body, devil pursuing you in the night. That devil is a bastard. The end of it has come forever. The end of it has come forever. Lift your right and say, in the name of Jesus, I am a member of the body of Christ. I belong to Christ. What belongs to Christ belongs to me. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That's our route number 4. Very, very important. And because of how important this is, I'm saying this in all the services except that I may be using different scriptures. Through our membership of the body of Christ. Not membership theoretically, but membership practically. We are members of his body. Anybody contacting me is contacting a department of Christ. Anybody encountering me is encountering a department of Christ, a portion of Christ. And finally, through the indwelling Spirit of God. So healing, we can connect our health by the fact that God made us in his image and God is not sick. We can connect our health by the fact that we belong to the Abrahamic lineage and Abrahamic people are not sickly and weakly. We can connect our health by the fact that Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary and he carried our afflictions so we can be free from afflictions. And then fourthly, we can connect our health by the fact that we belong to the body. We are members of the body of Christ and Christ is not afflicted so we cannot be afflicted. And of course, we can connect our health through the indwelling Spirit of God. The Spirit of God that lives inside us, saturates us with health and life. In Romans chapter 8 verse 11, Romans chapter 8 verse 11, it said, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. He shall impart life. He shall saturate your life, saturate your body with life. I told you that River Benue flows with water and River Holy Ghost flows with life. I'm sure you remember that in the midweek service. He flows with life. He flows with life. He flows with life. In the last day of the feast, John chapter 3 verse 37, Jesus spoke and said, anyone who thirsts, let him come and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is spake of the Holy Ghost. It flows life, flows health, flows energy, flows vitality, it flows strength. And that is what is coming upon somebody here today. Somebody say aloud, amen. Let us arrive at 5 conclusions very quickly, and then we shall be true. Number 1, that God's plan is perfect for the health of his people. His plan is perfect. Is perfect. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. 1 John verse 2. His plan is perfect for the health of his people. Number 2, God has multiple provisions. Multiple provisions for the realization of his divine health package for his people. Multiple provisions. I'm sure you remember the provisions. I just mentioned them now. Through creation. Through the cross of Calvary. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so on and so forth. Through the Abrahamic covenant. God has multiple provisions for the realization of his divine health package for his people. He has. The provisions are multiple. If the one that talks about being created in the image of God does not appeal to you, the one
that talks about being an offspring of Abraham should appeal to you. If that does not appeal to you, the one that says Jesus took your pain at Calvary should appeal to you. If that does not appeal to you, the one that says that the Holy Spirit dwelling in you irrigates you for life should appeal to you. If that does not appeal to you, the one that says you are the body of Christ, you are the physical, tangible body of Christ, that should appeal to you. It's of multiple provisions, multiple avenues, multiple channels of light to show us that it is ours. Number three, our possession is tied to our revelation. Your possession is tied to your revelation. That's God. My people are destroyed, not because the devil is too strong, but because of lack of knowledge. Our possession is tied. Your possession is tied to your revelation. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29. The secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. If divine health should be your portion, divine health should be your revelation. If divine health will become your possession, divine health should be your revelation. You must have a revelation, an understanding out of scripture that this thing belongs to you. You are not asking for too much to be healed and to be whole. You are asking for what God has provided for. Our revelation, our possession is tied to our revelation. Number four. The enemy's attempt. All right, let me say it this way. The enemy will always attempt to confront God's plan. But the enemy's attempt to confront God's plan for your health must be resisted. The enemy will always attempt to confront God's plan. You remember he confronted Moses. But the enemy's attempt to confront God's plan for your health must be resisted. James chapter 4 and in verse 7, he said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The enemy will always attempt to confront God's plan. Whatever the plan is. You are giving and you are tithing and he's trying to confront your financial resources. You are doing this and he's trying to confront this or that. But that attempt of the enemy to confront God's plan for your health must be resisted. Somebody say amen. Lift your right and say, I resist. One of the ways to resist is Satan, this pain you have put on my body is not mine. Jesus took my pain. This pain is your own pain. I return it back to sender. Am I communicating? The plan of the enemy to confront God's plan for your life must be resisted. And finally, realize that whatever does not line up with the word is not the truth. Anything that is contrary to the word is not the truth. Whatever does not line up with the word of God is not the truth. John 17:17 said, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. If the word of God said, by his stripes you are healed, and the symptoms say you are not healed, the symptom is a lie. If the word of God said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And you saw yourself running in the dream, and a devil is pursuing you. That dream is a lie. And you kill it, you curse it, you knock it back to hell. If you saw yourself in the grave in the dream, and the word of God had told you, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, I will take sickness away from you, and the number of your days I will fulfill, and no devil can cut you short. That dream where you saw yourself in the grave is a lie. Stand up on your feet and shout, it's a lie. Can I say something to you? Don't forget it for life. When you believe the truth, you operate in faith. When you believe the lie, you operate in fear. There is an easy way to know what you have believed, whether you are in faith or you are in fear. When you believe the truth, you operate in audacious faith, rugged, brutal faith that quakes witches and wizards. And if you believe a lie, you operate in fear. When we went to the village this weekend for the crusade, originally we couldn't fuel aviation fuel. All manner of things were hindering our movement and so on and so forth. Eventually we arrived at very, very heavy rain the first night. Very heavy rain. So after we finished praying, I announced, I said, tomorrow night, we shall practically deal with witches and wizards. And anybody, anything, that is, you are announcing ahead of time in a local witchcraft territory. You are not afraid that they will go and gang up and worsen their attack. So that is why we came here. Came here. The second night, the rain tries small. Before you know it, they advise themselves that you want to die. Because I told Dr. Mr. Nencher, I said, if there is anybody called a local rainmaker, that ever tries anything, if he wakes and sleeps, I am not of God. Then there will be no need to preach at all. No. If he sleeps and wakes, then I haven't been called. Somebody sent me a message after the first night. He said he saw the witches and wizards. They gathered together. They said, did you hear what he said? That he said he would deal with us tomorrow. So what shall we do about this guy? What shall we do? He said, did you see the number of angels that came with him to the ground? Look at your neighbor and say, stop believing the lie. So you can walk in faith and not in fear. This month is fully loaded. The Lord showed me other sicknesses that are not physical. He showed me sicknesses of emotions that can lead to sicknesses of the physical that we shall dissect this month. There are some people, what is worrying them is worse than malaria, worse than typhoid. It's worse. Some emotional demons of rejection that make them look like shadows of themselves. They'll be arrested this month. So I'd like you to make yourself ready. Since we don't have too many days in the month anymore, midweek service will be fully loaded. Sunday service will be fully loaded. So that we can trust God to finish the syllabus before November. You know it's a syllabus. Hallelujah. Are you ready for something here this morning? The first prayer we are going to pray is, Lord, I take delivery of my heritage of health. I refuse to be a victim of affliction. Before we go there, lift your hands and thank God for the message you have heard. Lift your voice and appreciate it. Lift lift your voice and appreciate Him. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we magnify You. Father, we praise You. Thank You for the word You heard this morning. In Jesus' precious name. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible said, I wish above all things, behold, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Lift your voice and your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today in the name of Jesus. I reject every trace of affliction or infirmity in my system. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I reject every trace of affliction or infirmity in my system. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today in the name of Jesus. I reject every trace of affliction, every trace of infirmity in my system, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today in the name of Jesus Christ. I reject every trace of affliction, every trace of infirmity in my system. Call it by name. I reject Pentecostal disease. I reject diabetes. I reject hypertension. In the name of Jesus. If there is anything in your body you know that is not of God, call them by name. Again, say, Father,
I ask
and receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today in the name of Jesus. I reject every trace of affliction or infirmity in my system. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I reject hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, prostate disease, ovarian disease, every form of affliction. Mention them by name as you pray. I ask, I receive my heritage of divine healing and health from Your hands today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I reject every trace of affliction, every trace of infirmity, every trace of disease in my system, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. We shall also pray for our nation. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and in verse 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we repent of our sins and wickedness as a nation. We ask in this season that You will heal and deliver our land, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we repent of our sins and wickedness as a nation. We ask in this season that You will heal and deliver our land, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we repent of our sins, of our wickedness as a nation. We ask in this season that You will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of our sins and wickedness.
wickedness. As a nation, we ask in this season that you will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins. We repent of our wickedness. As a nation, we ask in this season that you will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins. We repent of our wickedness. As a nation, we ask in this season that you will heal and deliver our land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, zero pata shadagada. Le perete sika di galagada na hajan. Le perete sita lita rano gogada. Le pata sata la barada. Zero tase perete gagada. Le perata sata rata kashetola. Zeko koparata sata la la. Zaka parata sata le. Le pata sata la parata sata la. Yes, Lord. Of Jesus Christ. In the healing of our land, there are some judgments that must happen. Ezra chapter 7 verse 26. Ezra chapter 7. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. Those who need to die, let them die. Those who need to go on exile, let them go on exile. Those whose properties need to be recovered, collected from them, let it be collected. Those who need to go to prison, let them go urgently. I want to announce to us that the time for this passage to be fulfilled is happening already.
Amen.
We are seeing very, very great exploits of the military. Currently, Air Force deleting and wiping out. Send me the news the other day of some terrorism meeting somewhere in some group, and then from the air they just deleted them on the ground. We're also hearing news of them engaging themselves and finishing and wiping themselves out. The judgment is on. It's on right now. After the National Healing and Deliverance Crusade at the old parade ground area, and then the judgmental praise night, the nation is taking a dimension that will shock the devil. But more will happen.
Amen.
We are hearing about some level of corruption that is unbelievable. Unbelievable dimension. Massive discharge of crude oil for the last 8 or 10 or how many years into the high sea that is being channeled and stolen straight, about 200,000 or how many million barrels per day, stolen directly without any notice. 600,000 barrels. They rose the NNPC. MD rose the alarm recently. We are also hearing massive corruptions involving the apex bank of our country, involving finance ministry and all these people. And we are going to say, anyone who brought Nigeria to this level, they will never be free.
Amen.
And we are calling on the executive to do what is needful. Even if it is the last thing that is to be done. No, nobody is too big if they are culpable. Money is being stolen by the same people that are borrowing money from the nations. It's as if it is the stolen money that is being borrowed back to the country. Voluminous money that necessitates no need for borrowing. Place that prayer on the screen. Fuel price every day. Gas price every day. Fuel queue every day. By some demons in human flesh. How much will you eat out of it before you die? How much will your children eat out of it before they die?
like we said, some of them is prison. Some is death. There are some who will not see this election coming. Amen. There's no way they can see it. We won't go into details, but there are some who will not see this election coming. They can't see it. Strange diseases, sudden deaths. We just read, and I say, I kill and I make alive. Anyone who needs to die, I die them. Lift your voice and pray the prayer and say, Father, we ask that all those responsible for the destruction of our nation against the law of God and against the law of the land will receive their judgment speedily, whether it is unto death or banishment or confiscation or properties or imprisonment, let it happen speedily. Let it happen. Suddenly. Let it happen. Say, Father, we ask that all those responsible for the destruction of our nation against the law of God, against the law of the land, let them receive their judgment speedily, whether it is unto death or banishment or confiscation of properties or imprisonment. Let it happen speedily. Let it happen now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. There was a time I prayed this scripture. We prayed it as a church. Can they actually put the way we prayed it that time on the screen? Those who need to die, let them die. Those who need to go to prison, let them go to prison. Those who need their properties confiscated, let it be confiscated. You have it on the screen. You can put it there if you remember the time we prayed it. Otherwise, let's take this again. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
We ask. That all those responsible for the destruction of our nation against the law of God and the law of the land will receive their judgment speedily, whether it's unto death or banishment or confiscation of properties or imprisonment. Let it happen speedily. Let it happen speedily. Let it happen speedily.
We are talking about those who invited terrorists to this country. Those who invited bandits. Those who invited kidnappers. Let God deal with them and their lineage. Those who raped Nigeria until Nigeria is bankrupt. Those who stole Nigeria clean and brought us to the point where Nigeria is struggling for survival. As at the last time, the foreign reserve was not up to $1 million, was it?
No.
Whatever it was. I'm sure remember the details that were given the other time. Whoever brought us to this level, they shall not escape it.
Amen. Say, Father, let the judgment of the wicked happen speedily in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Let it happen. read Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. It says there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for the establishment of your plans,
your purpose
for our nation,
Nigeria,
and the frustration of the plans and the agenda of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, for the establishment of your plans and purpose for our nation,
Nigeria,
and we ask for the frustration of the plans and the agenda of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask for the establishment of your plans and your purpose for our nation, Nigeria, and the frustration of the plans and the agenda of the enemy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Zero dagaya dagaya wala la kaza. Let me retasa kaza yada la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kada la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Raga kadi la kadi la kada kadi la kadi la kada kadi la. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and begin to appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Alright, they have brought that scripture. Now, lift your voice and say it one more time. Say, Father,
we ask
today
that whoever
will not do your purpose
and your will
in our land,
let your judgment
answer speedily.
Those who need to die,
let them die.
Those who need to go on exile,
let them go on exile.
Those whose properties
need to be collected,
let them be collected.
And those who need to go to prison,
let them go to prison.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray it one moment.
Those who need to die, let them die.
Those who need to go on exile,
let them go on exile.
Those whose properties need to be collected,
let them be collected.
And those who need to go to prison,
let them go to prison, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and just begin to receive what God has for you this morning. Lift your hands high. Go ahead and thank Him and honor Him.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. How great thou art. Lift your hands high. Father, I thank you for this moment. I give you the praise and give you the honor because you are God. Thank you for your word on divine health and divine healing. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity, every arrow of strange disease, every spirit of premature death. I take authority over every central nervous condition, every spirit of hypertension, diabetes. I take authority over every immune system disease, Hodgkin's lymphoma, Burkitt's lymphoma, Kaposi's sarcoma. I take authority over disseminated lupus erythematosus. I take authority over every form of cervical spondylosis. I take authority over every form of cancer of the brain, of the lungs, of the heart, of the lungs, of the liver. I take authority over every form of cancer of the kidney and failure of the kidney. I take authority over every disease, ancestral disease, inherited disease. I take authority over every witchcraft disease, diseases of the eye, cataract, glaucoma, retinal detachment. I take authority over tumors of the pituitary. I take authority over everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life and in your bodies. Oh, you spirits of infirmity, your tenure expires. At the count of three, you are going now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, shout God. Endometriosis, you have no place in the bodies and in the lives of the people. No! In the name of Jesus, I decree a new day, a new season upon you right now. Thank you, Master. You came with your bottles of oil. If you did, you can lift it up. If you didn't, no problem. But if you came, there is a balm in Gilead. And there is a physician there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. I declare that a healing balm will flow through this oil. In the name of Jesus. Wherever it is used, the power of God goes into operation. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. All right. Take a little of that oil in your hand and you give to somebody that needs, and then lift the hand up. By the reason of this anointing, I declare all pains, all tumors, all afflictions be roasted and be arrested now. Every form of bone condition, every form of nerve condition, every form of pains, every form of growth, every form of tumor, your tenure expires. In the village the other day, a grown-up man, elderly man, shouldn't be less than 70, about 75 years, had three testicles. One was not, I'm sure you know that one was not, it's like having three ovaries. The testicle is the equivalent of the ovary in the woman. The power of God melted it and disappeared it on the spot. Whatever is not planted by my Father in your body, today it shall be uprooted. It shall be deleted. And in the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you plant the hand on your head and scream, I receive. You are receiving your health, your healing. You are receiving your deliverance. You are receiving your liberty. If there is any particular place of your body that has a pain or a problem or an affliction, you can place the oil there once we place it. Father, I ask that they receive their healing. They receive their deliverance. They receive their miracle. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Receive your healing. so shall it be.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Begin to check yourself. If you came here healed or afflicted, eyes are healed, ears are healed, bone pains are gone, afflictions, tumors are gone, growths are disappeared. You came with a walking stick or a walker, lift it up and confirm. Remain standing. We'll take this song.
Ogenedo.
Ogenedo.
We said, do, 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 do.
While this song is on, you can dance for it. Our time is already gone. We can take three or five of such people. You came here with an affliction. Somebody's left leg between the knee, between the knee and the ankle has an affliction right there that God has cleared out. Somebody's ear that wasn't hearing is open right now. Somebody's eye is cleared of the sight is gone. Somebody's growth in the body has just disappeared and melted. Quickly step forward. Let's hear what God did for you. Under 3 minutes and let's go. Let's go. Celebration. In front of you, we'll get some things out of the way before they are through taking the testimonies. I prophesy upon your hands, your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, the west, in Jesus' precious name. Say aloud, amen. Take your seat, pick up your tithes and offerings. Bear in mind that the early will I seek you continues through the week. Tuesday healing service is a month of healing, deliverance and liberty, and so the healing service shall be very, very explosive. The midweek service, having known that healing is our portion and inheritance, what are the ways, the channels to the healings? We'll continue that on Wednesday. Like I said, Sunday service and Wednesday service shall be equal in potency and power. Don't miss out on any. Saturday morning, we shall be out on the early morning raid, invading and visiting our neighborhood and reaching out to the people. He said, compel them to come that my house may be filled. Saturday evening, the home church is holding in various locations. Somebody say a loud amen. Anyone here who is a member of the home church, wave your hands and let's see you. You are a member of the Dunamis home church? Wave your hands, let's see you. I prophesy upon every one of you here today. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, the blessing that goes with obedience, that blessing is your portion right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Drop your hand. Those who are not yet members of the home church, can we see your hand lifted? You are not yet a member of the house fellowship. Now, ushers are going to give you the form to ensure that you get planted so that whenever you are confronted or challenged, you can be surrounded by the brethren. And so you can have fellowship also in the very large house. The Lord bless you and the Lord cause his face. We have over 9,000 home sales within the city. Very soon becoming 10,000. And then we have some planted yesterday. This is in Italy. Dunamis Home Church. Take it gradually. Just rush it. Dunamis Home Church, Middleton, UK. Yesterday was planted yesterday. Go on, keep going. And then this is Rapolo, Italy. Dunamis Home Church. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Planted yesterday. This is how you are in the United States of America. Also planted yesterday. And this is in Australia. Planted also yesterday. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. This is in India. Planted yesterday. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And many, many more. People are excited. We are planting in Nigeria, planting around the world. Some of them are head of church plantings, and some of them already churches are in the places, like in the UK. And so you are not yet a member of the home church. You lift up your hands, and you want to give your home as a home church location also. Lift up your hands. You want to give your home as a home cell location. The meaning of that is that the anointing of this commission will be resident in your home, and what happens here will be happening in your house. You lift up your hands and let them also give you the form. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Once those forms are filled, the home church desk was what they showed you just now, and you can also hand it over to the ushers and they will direct it for you. Now lift up your offerings. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go on ahead and just drop your offerings.
Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. In heaven you are the Lord. On earth you reign forever. Oh Lord, our great the
Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Can we go ahead if you are ready to take the testimony? Yes.
Sir, amazing things are happening already. Our sister said for 2 months now.
Just a moment on the instrument. Yes.
For 2 months now, she will see herself in the dream dead. Dead every day. He said, while he said we should receive, she saw herself see dead again, and you came out and rose, pulled her out of that grave. Now, the second prayer, she saw herself in a cage locked up, and you said, you again, and in anger, you tore that cage to pieces and pulled her out.
Every grave they have dug for you, you are coming out of it. And if those who dug it will not let you rest, they shall be buried in the same grave. Every prison where they have kept you, you are out of that prison. In the name of Jesus.
For 8 months, she's had pain on her breast. She said it comes like fire. And the doctor said it's cancer. Sir, this morning, the pain disappeared.
That fire returned back to hell. Lift your hands. I announce to you every arrow of death. Back to hell. You arrow of death. Return back to the hell from where you came. Yes.
1 month ago, our sister traveled for her uncle's burial and returned with boil on the hand and also a pain on the leg. Before now, she couldn't lift up her hand and also use the leg properly. But at the shout of go, she said she planted the oil on her hand and the pain took off immediately. Now she can do what she wasn't able to
incredible.
Do before. Also, our brother 2 years ago, while playing football, fractured his left knee. Since then, couldn't walk well. But also, at the shout of God, the pain took off.
Move.
And he can do what is
fractured. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Everything that is not working well in your life is working now. Now, let me tell someone, anything you need a lab result to confirm, go and check yourself. Whether it's blood sugar, whether it's blood pressure, whatever it is, I announce to you, whether it's hepatitis or HIV, it is cleared out of your system. Next time you are coming here, you are coming with your testimony.
Sister Faith,
I've just spoken to a man by the name John or Johnson that has a hepatitis or a HIV in the blood. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but God just won't allow me rest with that name. Whether it is John or Johnson, that or fool like that, has a blood situation that needs to be cleared out. The Lord just cleared it out now, and you are going to confirm it and return back. If you are that person, I'd like to pray for you. Don't be ashamed. I'd like to pray for you. Thank you. What happened?
Sister Faith Adejo, 2 weeks ago, a serpent touched her forehead in a dream, and she woke up with excruciating headache, depressed, and became confused in life. manifested some tendencies at the point. She came into the service trusting God for a touch. As the word went forth, she fell into a trance and saw a skeleton walk out of her, and she became free.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Every attack of the serpent on your life returns back to hell. In the name of Jesus. I clear hepatitis out of this body. Power of the Holy Ghost, get out of this body and return back no more. In the name of Jesus, it is cleared, it is cleaned out. I use you as a point of contact for every other power of the Holy Ghost. For every other person here with a blood-borne disease, it is cleaned out. The God who is cleaning hepatitis out of John is cleaning HIV, is cleaning sickle cell anemia, is cleaned out now. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Yes, sir.
It's done. Under 24 hours, return back with your testimony. Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Yes, sir. The both of them standing here are blessings. This one had had pains on the nail for the past 2 years. At the instance of those declarations, the pains took off, and her own has lasted for over a month plus. At the instance of those declarations too, the pains took off, and they are here to give God praise for that wonderful talk.
I am very, very excited that God is confirming His word today. Whatever is not of God that followed you here is off forever. An epileptic blessing. Somebody with the name Blessing suffering from epilepsy. Seizure disorder. If you are around, God is setting you free from that seizure disorder now. Seizure disorder. Epileptic situation. Whether you are here in person or it's your daughter or somebody, let us know. Blessing is the name. And it's epilepsy. Epileptic disorder. Seizure disorder. I take authority over every disorder of hell afflicting this life. Today is your end. Satan, your tenure expired. In the name of Jesus, I declare the healing. Yes, go ahead.
A drastic testimony here, sir. Sister Philomena, she came all the way from Adamawa. She said she was hit on the eye on Thursday. The eye was completely closed, pain all through. She came into the meeting with that condition. As she shouted, "I received," she said the pain left immediately. The eyes popped open and she can see.
Give the Lord a big clap. And she couldn't see before she came?
Yes, sir, she couldn't.
And beyond the fact that the eye was closed, yes, she couldn't also see, yes, with the,
sir,
eye.
Yes, sir.
Everything the devil has closed in your life today, it opens. It opens. It opens. In Jesus' precious name.
Sister, seen ear deafness for 3 months. She came into the service. Instead of the ear popped open.
Which ear is having the problem?
Right ear, sir.
Can you close this one very tight?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
What happened to that boy? Come forward and find out from the boy. The one who just came out. Yes.
Yes, sir. Sister Precious, since birth, deafened in the right ear. 11 years
since
ago.
Birth.
Yes, sir. At that declaration, the ear popped open. She can hear clearly now. The right ear, sir.
It's right. Which one was there? This one is deaf.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. I announce today, anything that has followed you from the womb of your mother, every liability that followed you from the womb of your mother, today is the end of that affliction. It returns back to hell. Somebody shout, power!
Sir, somebody by the name Blessing with the seizure disorder. That's her condition, had been for the past 3 to 4 years or so.
3 to 4 years, epileptic disorder. Is this what affected your face here? People look at the face. Blessing with epilepsy. For the past 3 to 4 years, Jesus is taking this off and returning it to hell.
When you hear such a thing, you'll be wondering, is there anybody like that? But God reveals, and he has the ability to reverse. Right now, I take authority over this affliction that has of convulsion, an epileptic disorder that has made this blessing to look like this. I return you back to hell. Lord, you reveal to reverse. And as I pray for her, I pray for everybody with any condition nobody knows but you and God knows. Today, go to hell. Be free. Be free of this epileptic disorder. You are set free in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. This case of seizure disorder since he was 13 months after his birth. Not until the word came now. And the mother said she believed that he is healed at the release of those words. No, this is Enoch.
All right. Yes. Father, thank you. Because the seizure is over. Now, not just blessing will be healed, but anyone here today with a disorder that involves the brain, I declare it is over. It is over. It is over. Be free in Jesus' precious name. What am I? You are the mighty, mighty, mighty God, the great I am.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am.
Something today. How many of you receive something? Take your seat 1 minute. Now there are a category of people that need to receive right now. Those are those who need to give their lives to Jesus Christ. You have seen, you have heard the word. You have seen the miracles, the signs and the wonders. And you are saying, Pastor, I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to save me, to deliver me from the life of sin. I have offended God in many ways. And I want mercy and forgiveness from God. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the frontier. Be the first person to come. I'll give you the count of 10. And I want you to be the first to rush to the front. Keep singing that song, Mighty God. One.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God.
Everywhere you are, come forward and surrender your life to Jesus. Two.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am.
Three. You are not happy with, and you want to be free from such a lifestyle, smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, prostitution, anything, gambling, fraud, things like that. Lord, I am tired of smoking. I am tired of lying, of cheating, of duping. Stand up on your feet and come forward at the count of 7 again. 1.
While the mighty, mighty, mighty
2.
God,
3.
You are the
precious name of Jesus. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner. in need of your help. I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen.